so he brought me down here, and we were quite early because the queue for the children who were auditioning eventually sort of wrapped around the block. So we were stood at the main doors, and we must have been within the first 20 or so parents, but we were early. And then by sort of just before the time that the doors opened, there were hundreds. They were queuing all the way around the street, all the way back round past the stage door. And so it was quite an amazing experience to think, gosh, there's so many children here. What was quite unnerving for me at the time is I would consider myself to be a sort of working class girl. You know, I did a lot of singing in church. I'm a good Methodist, so my singing was a big part of my life. But I never went to dance school. I never had dance classes, and everybody was there with their sort of their little jazz shoes and their mums sort of doing their hair really neat little braids, and I was just there, stood in my trainers and my jogging bottoms, feeling a little bit out of place. But we were invited in, and as we went in, there was a desk, and they took my name, and they took all sort of like information about whether I'd done anything professionally before, to which I answered nope. And they gave us a sticker, name sticker, and they brought us up to the sort of the dress circle waiting area, and eventually they put us into like groups of sort of 20 or so, and then they called us to go and have our first part of our audition. And that was really the first time I'd ever even been on a big stage, and they took us around the side door, and I just remember sort of walking out onto this brightly lit stage. At that time the house lights were up as well, so you could see the whole of the auditorium, and it was huge. And I mean I must have been 11 at the time, and I felt so small in comparison to this huge expanse of space, and it was quite amazing. And I just thought, wow, this is I could get used to this is beautiful.